In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is among us.
He is in all his living.
10 lepers met Jesus of Nazareth. 10 lepers stood afar from our Lord and cried out, "Have pity on us." 10 lepers were healed. 1 leper, a Samaritan, returned to show gratitude. We all probably know this gospel passage fairly well. And as with every line of the gospels, there's always an outer meaning, but there's also an inner meaning, usually layers of inner meanings. The outer meaning is pretty straightforward. We've probably often heard this explanation. Give gratitude to God always, and especially for all the gifts that God bestows upon you and me. And my own studying of the scriptures and reading about this and reading other homilies or hearing homilies, that's the one I always would hear about, gratitude. Reflecting on this homily, though, the inner meaning, something that really stood out to me this time and reflecting on the gospel, may not appear as obvious. Faith and obedience lead to true worship. Faith and obedience lead to true, authentic, genuine worship. The outer meaning, well, we see 10 lepers come. Leprosy in the old world, biblical times, was, yes, uncleanness, and it was a sickness. And as a result of leprosy in the ancient world, people had to live in isolation. They were ostracized. But worse, you could not go into the temple, the sacred temple. You could not approach and enter God's house. That's the outward understanding. The inner meaning is that these 10 lepers are examples. They're a metaphor of the entire human race. St. Gregory Palamas, one of our great teachers, writes this. He teaches this about this very event. Quote, "The 10 lepers are like the entire human race. All of us were lepers because we had fallen into sin." End of quote. Just as leprosy affects the physical body, sin is a spiritual leprosy. It makes people unclean. It makes you and me unclean. And it makes you and me sick. The sinner then is also, or the sinner also finds himself in isolation, finds himself ostracized from the community of God, from the people of God. And worse, the one in sin cannot approach God. In their plight, these lepers, according to Mosaic law, are standing at a distance. They can't approach people. They can't touch people. People can't touch them. And yet, the lepers raised their voices. They lifted their voices. A biblical expression said they began to cry out of the depths of their hearts, "Have pity on us. Have compassion on us. Look at our plight." It's a desperate cry. A desperate cry from the human heart. Taking that as a lesson, we can reflect on our own lives and our own society. And as Pius XII and Pius XI aptly stated back in the 1920s, 1930s, and 1940s, the greatest sin of modern times, man has stopped crying out to God as a sinner for mercy. Because in our modern times, we have sought to rationalize away sin. We've sought to justify sin. We have sought to dismiss sin. People, when they do not recognize sin, do not recognize themselves as distant from God. And if you don't recognize this illness, this spiritual sickness, then why would you cry out to God for healing? Why would you ask for wholeness? We go along our way, ignoring the reality of what keeps us distant from God. Now the God-man, Jesus of Nazareth, hears the cry of these 10 lepers. And he gives an instruction. Go, show yourselves to the priests. End of quote. Go, show yourselves to the priests. He doesn't heal them at that moment. He asks them to make an act of faith and obedience. And by an act of faith in the command of Jesus the Christ, and by that act of obedience, these lepers were made clean. They were made whole. Because it came to pass, writes St. Luke, that as they were on their way, they were made clean. Now let's unpack that for a moment. Rationally speaking, these lepers would have asked themselves, and we should say this too, ask ourselves, wait a minute. If these men had leprosy, how in the world would they be allowed to stand before the priests? The Mosaic law forbids such an act. And here's the teaching that we want. Here's the deeper meaning. They didn't question this. The Lord said. And so they believed in his word. And they obeyed his word. And because of their act of faith and because of their act of obedience, they were healed on the way. How important then are the acts of faith and obedience to God's law and, yes, to God's church? Let us not fall into the heresy of thinking the church and God are separated. God's law has been guarded and upheld by the church, the Catholic Church. And therefore, to disobey in any way the Catholic Church's laws in some way is an act of disobedience against God. And let's not miss this teaching, as St. James tells us in his own epistle. Faith without obedience is a dead faith. But reading today's gospel passage, we see that the acts of faith and obedience bring healing. But then again, what kind of healing? There's the outer healing, and then there's the inner healing. Yes, the 10 lepers were healed. And yet, only one experienced the full healing. Jesus the Christ had commanded, go and show yourselves to the priests. And this one leper did exactly what the Lord said. He came back to the true high priest. And he worshiped him. That's the key. Metaphorically speaking and literally, he came back to God. And that's the ultimate real healing. The physical healing of leprosy was only a sacrament, an icon of the real healing that was to take place. Returning to God whole. Not only was his body healed, but his inner eye, what we call in Greek the nous, was healed. St. Luke is careful to note that the leper was a Samaritan. Who was a Samaritan? He was a Jewish heretic. The Samaritan worshipped false gods. And while they accepted the first five books of the scriptures, the Pentateuch, they basically rejected the rest of scriptures. And so by the end of the day's gospel passage, the God-man says to the heretic, "Arise, go your way, for your faith has saved you." The Samaritan, unlike those nine Jewish lepers, came to see the truth. He came to realize who had healed him. And he returned to give right, true, genuine worship to the one true God, to the one who does heal. And so when Jesus the Christ says, or declares, "Arise, go your way," your act of faith, your act of obedience, saved you. And so the saving, the solus in Latin, the healing is much more than the physical healing. The Samaritan, the heretic, the one who was ostracized and cut off, was able to see God in the person Jesus, the Christ, and he was able to stand in his presence because he made an act of faith and he acted on that faith in obedience. Faith and obedience then transforms the way one lives. It transforms the way you and I see. It transforms the way you and I act, if your faith is real. To the one who attends divine liturgy every Sunday on the great feast of the year, over time, by that act of faith and obedience, you will be given, you will receive genuine healing. You will receive true spiritual sight. To the one who faithfully prays every day and attends as often as possible the liturgical prayers in the sacred temple, yes, over time, that act of faith and that act of obedience will bring you genuine healing and authentic spiritual sight. Today's gospel passage does not just speak about the need for gratitude. It's kind of obvious. Go deeper. Go deeper. More importantly, today's gospel passage speaks to the true healing and how it happens. By the acts of faith and obedience, you will come to recognize and worship the one true God. And when we come to worship the one true God, we come to know authentic, true life. Christ is among us.